The Missouri Corn Updates brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week we talk with Kate Lambert, a Common Ground volunteer, about Common Ground efforts at two recent events here in Missouri. We'll talk to Kate in just a moment.
When it comes to professional tournament fishing, performance matters. That's why E10 gasoline blended with 10% ethanol is the fuel of choice for the pros.
Ethanol gasoline for my boat every time.
To understand the performance power of using 10% ethanol, just talk to any of the Crappie Masters tournament winners.
All Crappie Masters tournament winners have been using E10.
Made in America, better for the environment, and powering anglers across the country. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
Again, Kate Lambert is our guest this week, a volunteer for Common Ground here in Missouri and coming from a Missouri farm. First and foremost, Kate, thanks for your time. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, you bet. My name is Kate, and we live in the north central part of the state near Brookfield. I work for FCS Financial as a loan officer with them and help on the family farm. My husband farms full-time. In addition to those activities, I have the pleasure of getting to blog about agriculture and trying to help tell the story of our farm and other family farms in the area to our consumers, as well as getting to volunteer with Common Ground to do the same thing, to try to tell that farm story to people who aren't familiar with modern agriculture.
Well, as a volunteer for Common Ground, Kate, recently attending the Missouri Association of Nutrition and Dietetics annual meeting, as well as Journalism Day at Mizzou, can you tell us about those events and why it was important for Common Ground to be represented there?
Yes. So the Dietetics Conference is one that we've done the last couple years and one of my favorite events that I get to do with Common Ground. We have conversations with dietitians from all over the state of Missouri, and we get to talk to them about farming and food. And the reason that I love getting to talk to the dietitians is that a couple things happen. First, the dietitians are talking to consumers every single day, and they're getting to hear what are the questions and concerns that people have. We get to hear what all those concerns are. And then additionally, the dietitians are trained to really understand the science behind what we do. So when we can kind of provide the background about what we're doing on the farm and why, they can take it a step further and help us tell our story to each person that comes into their offices so that they can also help people make decisions based on facts, not on fear. The second event that you talked about was J-Day at the Journalism School there at Mizzou. This was the first year that we got to participate in that, and I was really excited when we left that conference because I thought it was something, a very valuable way to spend the day. Myself and Christine Tew and Hillary Black, Christine is with soy and Hillary with corn, got to spend the day interacting with high school age students who are interested in journalism in their future. A lot of them are already participating on newspaper staff. Some of them even had broadcasting programs in the high school. These kids are already talking about food. What we wanted to get in front of them and challenge the kids to do was take that one step further, and instead of just reaching out to the typical resources for a food article, to also reach out to folks within the agricultural community and specifically people involved in production. And the kids really were very open and excited about the idea of looking to Missouri farmers and Missouri commodity groups as resources for the journalism that they were already doing.
And finally, Kate, of course, last year on your blog, you had folks follow along while you managed a plot of corn. Will you be doing that again this year?
Yeah, so last year, my husband actually let me take over a 60-acre field that's on our home farm, and it was just an amazing experience for me. Of course, I've been sitting along in the planter and riding along in the combine for the last decade right there alongside with him, but actually taking over the management decisions was just really eye-opening at the amount of risk and decision-making and time and energy that it takes to handle something like that. So I will be farming the same 60 acres again this year, and as is typical for many Missouri farms, it will be going into soybeans. We planted in the fall aerial seeded cover crop and have not done anything with that yet as we just got started planting corn yesterday. But too long, it'll be time to get going on that 60 acres, and folks can follow along on my adventures with it on the blog, uptowngirlblog.com, and we're also on Facebook at Uptown Farms.
Kate, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thank you.
That's Kate Lambert, a Missouri farmer and Common Ground volunteer, our guest on this week's Missouri Corn Update. Find more online at mocorn.org.